Recorder's been started.
Got you again. I call this meeting, regular meeting of the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township to order at 6 o'clock on March 24th. And I would ask Chaplain Snodgrass if he would open us in prayer.
Father God, we come to you today, giving you praise and glory for a beautiful day that you have given us, Lord. A day that allows us to go out into the communities and to meet new people, Lord, and to share your love with them. Lord, as we look across this audience, we're so thrilled, God, that we live in a country that we can come together and discuss issues that deals with our communities, Lord. We know across the world right now, there's many, many, many communities, God, that are in uproar. So, Lord, we are so thankful for that. God, we ask you to bless this Board of Trustees. Lord, we are so thankful that they put aside their own personal agendas, God, to work together for the better of this township. We ask you to be with our servicemen and women, and whether where they're serving, God, whether here or abroad, we just pray that you keep them safe. God, we're thankful for, and we ask your protection on our firefighters, paramedics, police officers, our road department, as they do their jobs, God, to service this community to the best of their ability. So, Lord, we ask all these things in your wonderful name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'd ask Chip if he would lead us in the pledge tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Nick, will you give us a roll call?
Yes. Jim?
Yep.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I would like to welcome everybody and to remind you that this is being recorded, both audio and video, so keep side talk to a minimum, preferred none. If you do address the board, we would ask you to identify yourself, and thank you for coming. It's nice to look out there and see it's still daylight. So maybe we'll go home in daylight. We'll move on to old business, I guess. Nick,
yeah,
you have some motions?
I do. Doesn't really guess what matter in kind of what order we go in. First thing that I'll go into here is there's a purchase order made in 2021 for a new medic. This is something that the EMS and fire, they have money that's pulled out each year, mm-hmm. and then it's set aside in the EMS replacement fund. I'd just like the board to pass a motion to authorize the payment for $252,725 even.
Is that a motion or is that a resolution?
Well, you guys have already signed off on the purchase
it's
order.
Just so we received it.
Yeah. We've received the medic and now we're going to do
so
the payment.
A motion
so I'll do we'll do a motion of receiving as stated.
As it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a second?
Yes. I'll second.
Okay. Roll call on that. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Hey,
and that was at, it's over at 193 or 192s.
Yep. Yep. And then I do have a resolution for one then and now payment. Our guy that works on all of our fire hydrants that are either in need of repair or that have been knocked out by an accident, he submitted an invoice, actually a couple of them, that totaled $7,100.72. Some of these will be looked back into with our insurance company to get money back for them.
Okay.
But this obviously was work that was already done, so this is a then and now, and per the Ohio Revised Code, anything over $3,000 has to be approved by the Board of Trustees. So I have a resolution 2022-044, and it pretty much states that the Board of Trustees, and I'll read it off here just for the record, of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to accept the attached list, which is right here, of a then and now purchase orders. These are purchases that were made without prior approval, which required a then and now purchase order. And these things, again, these are just kind of things that, as it happens, they get repaired. And so, and I'll work on getting better communication in the future when a fire hydrant needs to be worked on and so forth. But I'll leave it up to the board now if they want to pass it.
I will make a resolution as written.
Okay.
Second.
All right, roll call on resolution 2022-044. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
I'll pass this around. And I do not see the motion for bills and payroll in my stack. If anyone wants to check in their stack and see if they got it.
On top of the book.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm sorry. My bad. All right. So for the motion for bills and payroll, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from February 11, 2022 through February 24, 2022 in the amount of $137,140.93. That should actually say March 11th through March 24th. And payroll paid on March 18th, 2022, in the amount of $152,685.97 for a combined grand total of $289,826.90 from check number 67533 to 67585 and electronic vouchers 240-2022 through 326-2022.
I will make a motion to accept it as written, with the exception of the dates that Nick stated that needed to be changed.
Okay.
Okay. What's that about? The date change?
Yeah, the date change goes to March 11th through, what was that?
March 24th.
March 24th.
Today.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. Roll call on that. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you, and you may go ahead and do yours, unless you have it in your stack.
The obligations?
Yes.
Since you have it, do it.
Okay,
no, I don't have it.
That's okay.
Thank
That's
you.
Fine. So, per a resolution that was passed in 2021-130, the board authorized the township administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the township in accordance with Section 507.11, and this exhibit here, and I'll pass it around for the board if they'd like to see it. It's for resolution 2022-042, totaling $30,137.85.
We have it.
Okay. Ralph, do you have one, sir? I mean, I'm sorry. Trustee Horn, do you have one?
Yeah,
of these?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I can print you guys copies if you want.
I'm good.
Sorry.
That's okay. I probably have it. I do not have it, but I've got it here.
I will make it a resolution as written.
I do have it. I think it was very
okay.
And I would second.
All right, then roll call on resolution 2022-042. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. And with that, I'm done.
All right. Did you have something on on the then and now? Was that
we already did that?
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Chief Smith, looks like we have a special guest tonight.
Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, how's everybody doing?
Good.
I don't really have anything else. I just wanted to invite Chief Gilbert just to address the community and the board on what the sheriff's office can do for us if the levy passes, and also if it doesn't, and we can answer any questions.
Okay.
Without further ado,
thank you very much. On behalf of Sheriff Dallas Baldwin, it's a pleasure to be here to make ourselves available to the residents that are here in person, as well as to the trustees, the Board of Trustees. The Frank County Sheriff's Office augments and supports the current Franklin Township Police Department. We want to continue to augment and support the Franklin Township Police Department. We believe it's very valuable for the residents in the community of Franklin Township to have their own police department. We at the Sheriff's Office will always be there to help serve in that capacity to support the Franklin Township Police Department. With that being said, we want to make ourselves available to answer any questions as to how we will continue to do that in the capacity we do now. We are aware of the staffing issues right now within the police department, to the point about 70 shifts have been, there's been about 70 shifts in which there's been no Franklin Township police officer on duty, which means that we have to kind of pick up the slack as it relates to emergency runs, what we call priority one and two calls within the township, and then we have to properly staff our West Side Zone 3 patrol shifts in accordance with that. Just a few weeks ago, we had a homicide shooting that occurred during a shift in which there was no Franklin Township police officer on duty. One of the things that I want to emphasize is community engagement with law enforcement right now is a critical topic that's being talked about, that very positive as well as very negative. One of the things that I want to be very clear on is you want your own township police officers out there on the streets. There's more engagement when it's your own agency and it's your own officers. Not to say that that engagement isn't there as a sheriff's deputy, but the reality is if we're coming in to take care of an emergency because we also have to be concerned with where we staff our deputies, that deputy could be coming from far off, whether in Jackson Township, Pleasant Township, Prairie Township, even as far as the east side from Hamilton Township on with our east side cars. We will come and we will be there for the emergency. However, we're not going to be able to really do much of a follow-up, have good interaction, really have that conversation with the residents, the community members about the ongoing issues that they're seeing in their neighborhoods. Because that deputy is just there quickly for whatever it is, and then he's going back to his other area responsibilities into another township. So that's where you lose that connectivity to have that engagement with your own officers. So moving forward, we would be available, just like we were many years ago, to augment and to come into the township for priority one and two calls if there's no Franklin Township police officer on duty or if the levy fails, and then the township police department would be much reduced in its size with staffing, and that you would see a very tough time because nobody wants to come work for a police department where it's unknown whether or not the funding's gonna be there. Recruiting is tough right now. We're actively hiring at the Franklin County Sheriff's Office, and we're having a tough time recruiting where we are financially stable at the Sheriff's Office to have somebody come and work for the next 25 or 30 years. Without the support of the residents and the community to pass the levy and have a police levy, it's gonna be tough for Chief Smith to have people wanna stay here as well as wanna come here to have a career in law enforcement within the township. So that's, it's very vital and important that that funding source is there so that continued staffing as well as continuously hiring and keeping the police department staffed is important. So with that, I can answer any questions as a sheriff's office representative.
And I will open up the floor at this time to anyone that has any questions for Chief Gilbert.
Chief, I would like to just commend you and your officers, and as long as I've worked with you for 9 years, you touched a little bit as in before. I remember 9 years ago we were in the same situation with, you know, we had a different chief at that particular time. And I know people told me there's no way that you'll get this done. And we were able to get it done, and we were able to protect the residents of Franklin Township. And having you guys help us with the understanding that, you know, the residents were doing the best that we can with what we got. I do commend the sheriff and the resources that they give us to help. We do know that that's only a Band-Aid, as you said. We need the front line being our own people, and then we have you guys as a secondary to come in, follow up different things, as you were mentioning about the homicide and et cetera. So we live in a world nowadays where we've all have never seen it like this before, and law enforcement is so critical for all of our communities, and to be safe and to be there, because if you're not there, who's going to be there? So I thank you.
I appreciate that. And just to clarify, under the statutory requirements for the sheriff, we are mandated to respond to emergencies in the unincorporated and incorporated areas of the county that do not have a police department. So I just want to be clear, we will be there if it's an emergency, but that's a lot different than being able to do follow-up. That's a lot different than being able to provide a visual deterrent to crime, school zone enforcement, handling parking complaints, the type of concerns that residents have with what they're seeing in their community as it relates to wanting a visual presence of law enforcement. We're just not gonna be able to help provide that, and that's why it's crucially important for you guys to have your own police department to be able to do that. So I appreciate your comments on that, and it's been a pleasure to work alongside Chief Smith. The current staff at the Franklin Township Police Department is top-notch, and we wanna continue to be that support and augmenting role here within the township. Lieutenant?
Yeah, I'd just like to make a point too and have you verify it. First off, we work well together at the Franklin Township Police Department and Franklin County, and we have for as long as I've been here for 33 years. With the idea that if the levy was passed and the payment that they would have for the levy, which would be probably about the same or less than what it would be to contract with the Sheriff's Department, when they actually vote and get past our levy, they're going to have 12 full-time officers, from what I understand, some part-time officers also involved. But with the fact that we contract with the Sheriff's Department, we're also going to get all the resources that the Sheriff's Department has to offer, along with backup and response immediately with it, which kind of makes it a pretty good deal, in my opinion. Is that correct?
Correct. The services that we're able to provide the township now and continue to provide would be to investigate felony, serious auto crashes and or deaths involving fatal crashes. The Detective Bureau response, our SWAT unit, our community engagement partners over in support services, another area of the Sheriff's Office that is able to provide, and you've seen that. You've seen us out on National Night Out, a lot of events like that. So the Sheriff's Office, obviously, with that partnership comes with a lot of opportunity for us to provide those specialized units that smaller agencies just aren't able to do. So canine response, as well as on-duty SWAT response, that's correct.
And then how much does that cost us?
The contracting?
So no, I mean for this extra service for the residents. What's that cost to residents?
In regards to if there is no police department?
No. If there, we have our police department.
Oh, we provide that. We provide that as a service of support for the Franklin Township Police Department.
As long as we contract with them.
I guess the point that I was trying to get is I kind of set you up on that. The point I was trying to get is because it's almost a moot point. Some people think that, well, we've got them. Why do we need them? This is above and beyond.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily, if the levy passes, we're going to pay for that additional service is
right,
what I'm getting
you.
To.
So the confusion is when I talk contracts, I talk about Prairie Township and Hamilton Township contract for law enforcement services. What the lieutenant's referring to is the availability to dispatch and be provided dispatching services.
Correct.
And the huge difference there is if something goes out in Franklin Township, like earlier today, we had 4 or 5 cars coming to assist Franklin Township, that we're coming. We're going to be supportive. We work side by side. And like so, we've had Franklin Township officers assist us outside of Franklin right. Township. So that partnership is very important, and having that dual response, so to speak, is very important and needs to continue.
So one of the biggest things, and the reason I mention that, is because there is a myth that why do we need our township police if we have the sheriff doing all of this? And then if we do vote for this levy, are we also going to pay for the sheriff coming out to do it, or why should we have both?
Right. And again, I want to say there's a big difference between what our statutory requirements are and what you actually get with
Correct.
Contracted services or your own police department.
Correct.
And I'm not going to slight in any way Pleasant Township, Jackson Township, or the Village of Harrisburg, or the Village of Valley, if they don't have an officer out. The reality is we're not really mandated to keep cars there in patrol. We have deputies sometimes that will spend a considerable amount of time in Jackson Township, and nobody's patrolling Pleasant Township because of that. So we have multi areas to cover.
So one of the biggest things, and then I'll be quiet, that I hear is we should just contract. Well, if we can't afford to pay our own police department, how can we afford to privately contract the sheriff's department?
That's correct. Our current contract at Hamilton and Prairie are very similar in what we provide, and it's the same
cost. They pay for that, correct.
Correct. It's the same cost, if not more.
If we don't have a levy to pay for it, we can't contract with you.
That is correct. And again, I want to advocate very, very much so and be very clear. We want to augment and support your current police department.
Correct.
So funding for your current police department is very important.
Correct.
Yes.
There is, I will say this, thank you for coming, Chief Gilbert. We work on many things together.
Yes,
and you know where I stand. And everyone, all the gentlemen setting up here with me is 100% behind getting this levy passed and see the importance. And now we need to educate. And what
yes.
we're doing tonight is educating. I'd like to set up maybe a town hall meeting and have you come back
okay.
and between now and the levy time.
Absolutely.
And because I think there's people out there that don't understand this, like Trustee Fleshman was saying, that there's a myth that we just do away with the police department amongst certain residents. We just do away with the police department and the sheriff will take care of it. And that myth needs to be crushed, because you guys are already stretched thin, and it's not getting any better for you.
That's correct.
And the temperature of today's, it's not going to get any better.
Well, and they are very same and similar conversations we've had with individuals that live in the city of Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Can the sheriff come in and do it? We're only going to deploy our resources, and yeah. We're only allocated so much resources by our funding through the county commissioners
yeah.
for the areas for which we have primary law enforcement responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So although, yes, my guys can make a traffic stop in the heart of downtown Columbus, I'm not sending resources down there to patrol, because it's counterproductive, because they have their own police department.
Right.
And although, yes, those tax dollars are being paid for the sheriff's office, rightfully so here in Franklin Township, yes, we will be there. But I can't emphasize enough the importance of having your own officers for that community engagement and the availability to take care of those quality of life issues. We will not be able to do that until the sheriff and the county commissioners are able to come up with some type of resolution, and or we'd be right back here potentially asking you, all right, you don't have a police department anymore, what funding do you have?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then asking for additional funding, which
yeah.
is not, again, feasible if you don't have your own police department. So it's kind of like a ongoing concern. So
my last question would be, and I know the answer to this, it's just things that I hear. If we was to try to contract the sheriff's department with the same number of officers that we have, it would be astronomical compared to what our current levy is. Is that correct?
That is very correct. And I will say this, the township, the types of calls to service, I would be willing to bet if you were to actually do some type of survey or audit of the types of
yeah.
runs that are occurring, and I just know this from listening to the radio during the day and from my 29 years of law enforcement experience, their priority one and two calls, meaning those are two officers that need to be sent on those type of calls
yeah.
for safety reasons. Franklin Township would lead, if not in the top one or two, of where those priority runs throughout the county independent from Columbus would be occurring. It'd be here.
So
not
if,
to say it's high crime, but it,
right.
we have to take precautions to ensure for the safety of deputies and ensure for the safety of officers, because we're responding to those high priority calls that are requiring at least a two officer response. And I got to think it's anywhere between 60 to 75 up to 80% of those calls to service are those type of two officer calls.
So the type of levy that we currently are having on and us being able to get 12 officers plus the part-time officers and et cetera, to contract with the sheriff's department, we could expect to pay at least more than double, which we don't have the funding for. So in reality, what a bargain we're getting by having our own police department.
Yes.
With the additional bonus of having the sheriff's department.
Correct. That is correct.
And like you stated, two cruiser calls. Those are the calls that we're facing here now, and that's why people are not seeing, the residents are not seeing. They might not make it down your street every day.
Yeah.
Because they have to support one another, or they have, you know, they have a sheriff, deputy, supporting them, or vice versa. So,
yes.
I think Mr. Blevins back here had a
yes,
question.
Yes, sir, Mike Blevins. So I sent Chief Smith something this morning that was on Facebook.
Okay.
And you totally laid out something totally different tonight.
Okay.
And I know you have no control over what someone puts on Facebook. But what you said here tonight and said as far as what the Sheriff's Department could and would do is totally different than what's on Facebook. And so
I'm not familiar with that Facebook post.
Well, the chief has it, and he could show it to you. It's not important that you see it. You didn't have anything to do with it. But I want to let the board know the fear-mongering doesn't work. You're not going to scare people into voting for the levy.
I didn't think we were.
So right. I don't know if you see these posts or whatever, but I'm told there's a police officer behind it. And so I just would love for you to be able to see it. The chief has it, and you have no control. He's able to do whatever he wants. But when I have my neighbors come over or call, and they're shook up because they don't think they're going to have less police protection after the levy than we have now, which is next to none, then you know, you're scaring people.
I think, if I'm not correct, that's going to be kind of reality. If we don't have the funding to pay them, we're going to have to let someone go. So
I'll just say this. The staffing right now, from my understanding of why we've had to work there's been 70 shifts that we've been advised there won't be an officer out.
Sure.
Is because there's a fear of anybody wanting to come potentially be hired because it's unknown. So I know that they're understaffed right now. They're understaffed.
For the people that haven't read what I'm talking about, I would appreciate it if you didn't comment. If you know, I'm not talking necessarily to you, but you know, I understand. But if you read it.
That's priority one and two calls there.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. There's a comment on here related to the sheriff's office that says, no police response by township officers and or the sheriff's office at any time unless there is a reason to believe that an immediate threat to life exists or an ongoing life-threatening crime or situation is likely to result in serious physical harm to any person. Let me explain what a priority one and two call is. A priority one call would be a shooting, a stabbing, a rape, an active assault that's occurring, an active shooter situation, a drowning. A priority two call would be a domestic violence that's ongoing, a nature unknown where there's a potential person injured or slumped over the wheel of a vehicle. Those are our priority twos. So in essence, that is a correct statement because we will only respond to priority one and two calls. So if you called and said, hey, my neighbor's, his kid keeps kicking the ball into my yard and coming over and cussing at me, we're not going to get to that call. It's going to be quite some time before we're able to free a deputy up to potentially come to that type of call. That'll be listed as a priority three or four call. Let me keep reading here just to make sure there's nothing. Is that addressing the sheriff's office?
If you want to read it and pick it apart here, that's fine.
I don't think it's picking it apart, Mr. Blevins. I think it's what is accurate and description. I haven't read it, but from what he is saying.
How about the part in there while he's reading where it says we'll have 18 officers and part-time officers? Is that correct or incorrect?
I can't answer
correct.
That.
Yeah,
that
is correct.
What does it say in there, Bob?
You mean if it passes? Authorizing staff reduced from 18 to 5. If we have the potential for 18, we don't have 18 now.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Well, and you also, I asked you the question the other day, what would staffing go to with the past 11, and you did not say 18.
Well, 12 and 6. 12 full time.
Okay, but that's saying 18 and 5, correct?
Mr. Blevins, it almost seems like we're splitting hairs. We're trying to protect the public, and we're giving accurate information that we can.
Am I allowed to ask him a question without you coming after me?
I'm not coming after you. I am making
a
statement.
I asked him a question, and he answered it, and I accepted his answer. I had before, sir.
You do, and this is also from the Board of Trustees. We're having a conversation. As soon as I speak, you can speak back.
I'm done. You're good. I'm good. Thanks for your time. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. Back to the question about a potential town hall or more information.
Yeah.
Yes, I would make myself available for that, and then I would also offer the opportunity for the sheriff to be here.
Okay.
He's at an engagement tonight, another prior engagement.
He's a busy man.
He's busy, and he also sends, obviously his appreciation for the work that Chief Smith and his staff to help us when we need help as well.
Sheriff Baldwin and I have had a few conversations, and we've had some real hard talks. You're here reassuring those talks tonight that it's a cold, hard reality that none of us want to face if the levy doesn't pass. And we need to do everything in our power as citizens. I'm a citizen first. I live here. We all live here. And we need to pass that levy to protect our township. And with their assistance, and we thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll get a hold of you. We'll try to figure something out between now and then.
You know, one last thing for the Sheriff's Department, and I know some of my neighbors sitting here. We had a gentleman that was 500 feet from my front door that was shot in a shooting. Mm-hmm. And
I'm smiling because I actually saw you on the cruiser video.
Right.
You're yelling, there he is, that way, that way, that way.
But
you get your gun out. You think
right.
You're yelling, get your gun out.
But this is the amazing part. When I went down to explain to him, I knew that the person that fled from the situation, there was a driver and a shooter, and the van door is open. Mm-hmm. And we knew that he would be firing because he's already shot one person laying there.
Yeah.
And it was over a drug deal. He had to go to the end of the street, and I knew it drops off so you can't see. Mm-hmm. They turned around, and as I was telling this officer, I said, there he is. He's coming right at you. And this guy's flying, trying to make it midway so he can turn on another street.
Yeah.
That officer, and I told
him,
I said,
Deputy Crosby.
I said, you better get ready. He's going to fire on you.
Yeah, it's Deputy Crosby.
And he's grabbing his gun, but what did he do? Went head on. I mean, head on into danger, knowing that this guy just shot this guy laying here.
They tried to park and get out real quick.
And they were going head to head, and this guy's trying to make it to it where he can turn. Mm-hmm. And then he turned, and then so on happened. But that takes a lot of courage to be in your vehicle and know that that's the shooter coming right at you and taking off. That was I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And I like to give you some accolades also. Even you being the chief, I know that you're out on patrols with your men.
Yeah, I enjoy it. We'll see what happens between now and going home to Pickering.
But we've talked several times about that, and you know, I appreciate that, and we appreciate everything you do. You guys run into the... We hear gunshots as citizens, we run away.
Yeah, that's what
these guys run
towards it.
Towards fire.
Drive to it as they're heading nose to nose.
Police officers and firemen... I don't know which one.
Thank you. I appreciate
everybody's
time. Yeah. I want to thank the many members that are here. It's important for you to be here. And it's too bad more aren't.
Thank you.
All right. Fire Chief Arnold, you are up, sir.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Solely wanted to just let you and the community know that the new ambulance vehicle is now in service at Station 192 on Sullivan. Took almost 18 months to get it from fruition to here due to backlog orders.
I can't believe that's the 20,000 vehicle made by Horton.
We were the number one, the first one ordered from them or something?
Prairie was number one, but they held this number for us knowing that we were going to order.
Yeah, but didn't when we were the original customers or something?
It was initially on Stimmel Road in Franklin Township.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think Franklin Township may have been in the first 10
gotcha.
Vehicles they made. But other than that, I can feel questions about that truck or about the fire hydrants that Nick brought up earlier.
So my question, Mr. Chairman, if I may, the one that it's replacing, we're going to keep it for a good backup?
Yes.
Okay.
So that truck, the box on the back of that truck is approaching 5 years old, but it was re-chassis due to an accident.
Sure.
So we have two 2017 chassis and then this new 2022 chassis.
Since I've been here, I wouldn't say argue and fought, but my biggest point was the way that we are getting these, call it lease, call how you want, in receiving these and the rotation, because when I was here, we had one that had almost 300,000 miles on it. In 1 year, we put $80,000+ in repairs in it. When we went to this new program, because basically people were saying, how are you going to afford it? Pretty easy. It's cheaper to make the payments with bumper-to-bumper warranty for the 4 years?
Five years.
And at the end of 5 years, we're getting another one. We keep this one that's only 5 years old as a backup, and we continue to do that. It's turned out that we spent less money doing that than putting the money, like the 80-some thousand that we put in 1 year. We turned around when we got on the program, sent that to auction, and I think we got $3,000 or $4,000 out of that medic. And we just put $80,000 in rebuilding the motor and other things in it throughout the year. So this is a much better way to keep the residents safe. New equipment with newer technology everything in it, and one of the biggest things, that's all-wheel drive, correct?
Yes.
So that was, I was hoping you were going to say yes, because that was one of the sticklers that I personally, when I came on, our plow trucks were two-wheel drive, our police cars were two-wheel drive, our medics were two-wheel drive. We get that one emergency that it's 6 to 8 inches of snow, and you kept telling Chip, don't go do the driveway, and he has a heart attack because he's hard-headed. 5 minutes can make a difference. So, you know, if we need to be there, we'll be any something as small as having all-wheel drive makes a difference, and I'll be quiet.
Any questions from the residents?
And the extra medic replaces is a 2010 with 300,000 miles on it. It was a great truck. It outlasted two other ones that were newer than it, so.
But it's time to retire.
It'll be going on Gov Deals. We stripped it to outfit the new medics. So.
Thank you for all you do. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Did anyone else have a question? Or did
they, no, they all. Okay. I give them a chance.
Okay. I didn't know. I know I took up a lot of time.
No, you're fine. I give them a chance.
Yes. Did you want to go back to the resolution?
Sorry to bother everybody one more time. The previous motion for bills and payroll that I read was incorrect, so I'm going to read the correct one now. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from March 11th, 2022 through March 4th, 2022 in the amount of $354,856.69 and payroll paid on March 18th, 2022 in the amount of $156,654.99 for a combined total of $511,511.98 from check number 67586 to 67668, and electronic vouchers 327-2022 through 481-2022. And just to note that almost half of that was the medic.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Second. Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thank you. And now I think I can be quiet.
We tried to combine Nick, the fiscal department, up here with the paying of the bills earlier, so we could just hear him once. He came to me and he said he didn't want to keep coming back to the podium, but okay. We'll try again next time.
Yes.
I think everything that I have has been covered or will be covered, so I'm going to ask Trustee Fleshman, you have anything?
Surprisingly, no.
Trustee Horn.
You can take my extra time. We didn't have anything, Ralph. Take an hour.
Yeah, no. Main thing that's on my mind right now is springtime and trash cleaning.
Yep.
So, I've already had a short discussion with Mr. Stevens, a relative to setting up a trash cleaning program, and made a few suggestions to him, which he was receptive to. A lot of our neighborhoods needs a lot of work, and specifically, I've made a visit, me and some other folks over to the Broad Lawn area, and promised them I'd come over and look around and everything, so we're making some plans with Mr. Stevens' crew to get over there as soon as we possibly can, and so... Just as usual, everybody, yeah, I guess it's spring cleaning time, so we'll try to get out all I can this year. Of course, we wasn't able to get out much for the last couple of years. Hopefully, this will be better. So, just wanted to say things in most of the general area are in a fairly good shape compared to we haven't been able to get out as much as we did in the past, so things aren't looking too bad. So happy spring, everybody. So,
Mr. Chairman,
that's about all I had right now.
Mr. Yes, Chairman, sir. We need to the minutes.
Oh, thank you. It wasn't not on my agenda.
That's why I'm reminding you, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Someone didn't put it on there.
That would be my fault.
I wasn't looking at Nick. I was just. I wasn't going to throw you under the bus.
I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes. That's as written?
No. So
How we're going to keep the minutes and et cetera.
Yes. I will make a motion. Nick, or would you like to make the motion?
I can discuss how we're going to handle it going forward. We'll, upon completion of the meeting, when we go to the next meeting, what will be approved is audio along with summary of resolutions, motions, and a few bullet points describing what was in the meeting.
Okay. I will make a motion that we will move forward with bullet points and resolutions and a...
An overview.
Overview, thank you, of what's in the audio transcribed minutes.
Okay.
And then that would be vote on at the next meeting.
That would be, we'd vote on the minutes the following meeting, and they will be posted.
And in terms of this most recent meeting, I'll have that set up for next meeting as well.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay. Roll call on this one. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
I know you guys have to be as tired of hearing us talk about minutes than we are of talking about minutes. And I totally understand why Steve didn't put it on here, because
I blocked it out. I blocked it out.
Am I allowed to ask Nick a question now, since it's his segment? It's about minutes, so you
just... Yeah. Yes.
So I missed the last meeting, but I did listen to the audio.
Yes.
And I didn't hear discussion. I mean, I heard the same discussion, but I didn't hear a discussion where you came to a resolution. And it seems as though there's been discussion about the meetings and how you're going to do them before you just sat here and just did something. So I'm asking you, has there been conversation about the minutes outside the privy of the residents?
Yes, in terms of what is best for meeting the Ohio Revised Code.
Okay.
And what the board would like to see.
And that was done when?
We have completed that. I'm going to say since the last meeting, there's been some discussion with one trustee, and other trustees were discussed with tonight.
Tonight here in front of
executive session.
So you talked about minutes in an executive session?
We talked about how they were going to be posted in an executive session.
Okay, so that's why I didn't see it on here, so I didn't want to make a deal out of it. And then you started talking about it, and... So that's why I wanted
we had a discussion in an executive session on how to post them. It's Nick's job to record them, and we all come to an agreement in an executive session instead of the talk that most of you have witnessed over the last three months. And then we brought it before everyone to explain it to them tonight.
Well, not that my opinion matters, but I would like to see those discussions be held in an open. So okay. I'm just laying that out.
We'll take that under consideration.
Didn't we? We've discussed it for 2 months.
Yeah.
And we went back and forth, back and forth.
Okay, but you came to a resolution then.
No, we
right
come,
now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it seemed like to me.
Well, we did tonight.
Thing.
It's not predetermined until we.
It's not. Yeah. It's not a resolution until we
talk
bring
about
it,
it
out
here.
Mike, I don't know if you got a copy of it, but there is a special meeting at 4 p.m. today.
Okay, I'm good.
And a few things were squared away.
Gotcha, sir.
All right.
That, and there was a lot of discussion about the minutes, so we just went ahead and voted on it in this meeting, actually. So, and that was the general consensus of the guys here that... It would better serve everybody, so
gotcha.
You can take a look at it.
Sure.
Mr. Mazur.
Yeah, I'd like to have a motion to discuss the purchase of the trustees, either iPads or notebooks, that might assist in streamlining the communications and resolution and agenda process, as opposed to all this paperwork that sometimes gets shuffled and we don't get everything that we need in the right order on occasion. So I want to open that up for discussion with the board and your thoughts on that.
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Absolutely.
I have experienced this with Franklin County, and I don't know how they do it, but they have just that little, and yep. And from what I understand, someone might control. Nick, you might understand. I don't know if we have to swipe up or if it swipes up. We see exactly where we're at. All the information's there. We're not looking like, okay, wait a minute, did you take my sheet? The amount of ink, paper, and et cetera that we use in 1 year, and then this gets trashed or saved or whatever, I would love to entertain the idea. It doesn't have to be a laptop. It's just the information.
Okay. Well, like I said, you know, I think notebooks would suffice.
Mm-hmm.
I know I talked to Nicole about it. The expense for an iPad, they're expensive. Where a notebook, I think, would do what you wanted it to
right.
do. And
We're not going on the internet. No, we're not doing anything else. It's just basically all the documentation digitalized on a screen.
The only thing I'll comment is that this has not been brought to my attention from a budgetary side.
So what I would like to see is if we could figure out, I would like to make a motion that we would get a cost and then get with Nick and see, you know, we don't even know if we're talking $10 or $100.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion, if it's okay with the board, that we would entertain the idea to do a fact-finding and find out what the cost is.
I would second that motion.
So the motion is going to, so who's doing the research?
Mr. Mazur.
Mr. Mazur.
Okay, so the assuming motion
along
to
with
allow
you.
The township.
Well, also working with you, just make sure our budget and you know, if it's going to fit in, obviously your department needs to be a big part of that.
Okay.
Now, my understanding is that's to look in to the device and cost. Get
yes.
the cost and
sure. Okay.
Effectiveness and stuff like that. Okay.
All right. So there's a motion on the floor. So roll call on this one. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
The next, Chairman, is I have a resolution approving a new light duty policy. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to implement and uphold a light duty policy for all employees of Franklin Township as outlined in Exhibit A that is accompanying the resolution. And please, I'll be able or willing to answer any questions that you might have.
Has this been modeled after, like, Franklin County or someone? Because this looks familiar.
It's actually been modeled with the help of CareWorks, who helped us with our transitional grant program, and the BWC.
Okay.
And yes, some county input is involved with that. But the big thing about this is, as you're aware, we're working aggressively to get our premiums down for our BWC, and this is a program that will help us do that, and it gets injured workers back to work faster, which in turn will help bring our premiums down, and it's just more productive for the township to have people doing light duty as opposed to sitting at home and not doing anything.
So we even need a resolution
yeah.
to adopt.
I would make a resolution to adopt the Franklin Township light duty, temporary light duty policy as written on March 24th, 2022.
Okay, so resolution 2022-043.
Yeah. Now, just so I'm clear on that, is that a temporary or permanent?
It's temporary duty,
temporary
Mr. Horn,
duty.
Where while somebody is not able to do their job 100%, they're able to come in and do a job, for example, like filing or answering phones, until they're healthy enough to go back to their full-time position.
Or their physician that their physician releases them from light duty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's second.
Okay, roll call on this one then, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. And I've got a paper that you guys can sign for that, please.
And then the last thing, Chairman, is a motion to discuss. We briefly talked about it in the last trustee meeting, and this is more for me for clarification, about the process for work orders. I know we're developing a standardized form that when citizens call in or they talk specifically to a trustee, that we can get their information, name, address, phone number, and their actual issue that they need the township to take care of. And then we can funnel that to the right department and make sure the citizens, that concern is being taken care of, as I said, in a satisfactory manner. So I guess for my sake, I just want to make sure from the board that we are good with developing that work order policy and setting up a standard practice that we're receiving the information and it's being disseminated out to the correct departments. And there's always a record, like Nicole will always maintain a record, so we're able to track and we're able to maintain and stay on top of the whole process.
I'll make a motion to adopt a work order policy.
Okay.
In order to keep track of them and to allow us as trustees to, you know, a call comes in here, we might not get it.
Yeah.
But if we look at that log and go, hey, I'm gonna call and see if this has been taken care of.
Correct.
We can call and take care of it and make sure it's been taken care of properly and promptly.
Well, and I know you trustees are out there a lot. I know Mr. Fleshman gets a lot, Mr. Horn does.
I get.
You do. And it's nice to know that you can hand it off to us.
And it's handled.
And we're going to get it done.
Yeah.
Because I know I've called you on, water issues.
And it keeps us from burning your phone up.
Yeah.
I tell you, this man right here, He his plate is full. He needs a platter. I'm going to take something off your plate here. I see there is a motion here for the Zoom call. I'd like to make a motion that we temporarily discontinue using the Zoom.
Postpone it, sir.
Because the COVID numbers, according to the CDC today, is so low. We are in a green state. There's only 6 counties that are even moderate in the state of Ohio. So, and looking out here and looking at all your smiling faces, every meeting there's more and more. I don't know. It's a good thing. I think it's the weather bringing you out. So,
and see, you can see the smiling faces because why?
They're in front of us.
No mask.
There's no mask. Oh yeah, there's no masks. So. I would make a motion I'm losing that word again. John, help me here.
Postpone
using Zoom until further notice.
That's kind of what Nicole wants to develop.
Yeah, I would second that. Okay. Actually, I think the governor has already, I don't know what exactly to say, postponed it, I guess. Or is going to discontinue that Zoom service.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jim, I think.
It's coming up real soon.
And a lot of people are not even using it anymore. So.
We have a motion on
We just thought there's something we could go ahead and get off the books for a little while.
We have a motion on the floor.
We have
a second.
All right, roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes, now this is going to take effect immediately.
Today. This will be the last, what is the next?
Today, well, effective as of the 24th, so when this meeting's
over. We will be done with Zoom.
You need to go to vote there, Mr. Chairman, on that motion to.
I think we just voted, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, to discuss the work order, we need to get a vote on that.
We did that.
Oh, did we?
Yes. Okay. Yep. And we did the obligation already, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's about all of it.
Jim, can I ask Mr. Mazur a question?
Sure.
So I missed the last meeting, but again, I listened to it. So a month ago, there was talk about the insurance for the trustees. And I thought you were given a task to check with other townships and see what was being paid. Have I missed it, or has that been discussed?
We haven't had further discussion with him, Mike, to date.
So it's just lingering.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't done anything. I just want to make sure I don't miss it.
No.
Okay.
In fact,
it wasn't anything on the agenda, you understand? And that's why I'm asking the question. Thank you.
No.
All right, we'll go to the clipboard. Mr. Tate, Chip.
I use Mr.
Stuff. It's killing me when they're calling me Mr. Leeser. I'm Jim. I'm a worker.
This is just a warning to everybody. Be aware of your situation. My wife's car got stolen from work. 10 seconds. She was in, out, gone.
No keys or just?
No keys.
Is it that? What kind of car?
The Honda.
Is that where they're using, they're seeing how to do it online?
USB, yeah. And it bothers her.
Of course
it bothers me. Yeah. It bothers me because our garage door opener was in it.
Yeah.
We already looked at the car. The garage door is not in it. But the amazing thing is, the person that took it, they left their mail in the car. And nothing could be done about it because that person can say, my mail got stolen.
Yeah.
So I just want everybody to be aware.
So my question, if I may, Chip, was that, we're not asking for who and what, were they close proximity or was they across the east side?
This was in the city of Columbus. This was at her school.
Oh, okay.
At 9:20 in the morning.
Okay.
At Wedgewood Middle.
I was just wondering if the person, I was trying to get a
the
timeline.
Person lived on Solomon.
Okay, so they were in the vicinity.
Yeah.
Okay.
They scout and they go down neighborhoods and they scout.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Talking to the body shop people and stuff like that. So grocery stores, everything.
Yes, they do.
Be alert. Yep. If you go with somebody, it's like now when we go somewhere, not one of us sits in the car because I drive the Kia. She has a Hyundai. Those two are the highest, hottest thing to steal. Next thing is, I want to thank you guys. You guys make me feel wanted. You guys are approachable. You guys, ever since I've been coming to these meetings, and I started coming after the levy failed. Because I was unaware. You guys have enlightened me. You guys have brought a new light. I am a citizen first, and I'm gonna do everything I can. And I gave Mr. Mazur an outline of what I'm going to put on Facebook. He's gonna look it over, you know, just to make sure. But I want to unite Franklin Township. Because the deputies, the police, the fire, every night I hear sirens. Every night on the Citizens app, I see it's 0.7 miles away, a mile away. And it's just gonna get worse. And I beg for everybody that's here, talk to a neighbor. Pass the word around. I talked to 4 neighbors over the past 2 days about this police levy. Because when you put a levy up for like a 2-year levy, 3-year levy, 4-year levy. Within that 4 years, crime goes down, everybody feels safe. But when that levy goes away and you have to vote on it again, everybody's like, we don't need it. We're safe. This is where we're at today.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And I urge everybody to talk to a neighbor. Go street over. Talk to them. I'm willing to do anything.
So there's also the, just to interrupt you for a minute, I apologize. Yeah. I'm sure if you talk to the police, we have signs here, someone wants
signs.
Yeah,
we signed up.
And then there's information and stuff too, so that's
so
great.
I want to do my part as a citizen, because like I said, my goal and your goal and the police goal and the fire goal is to unite everybody.
Yeah. Correct.
And look out for everybody.
Well,
and we need that more now. Yeah,
absolutely.
Than ever before.
I want to personally say I really appreciate you folks for getting involved. It's pretty hard to get in nowadays. And
it is because
to have neighbors that are enthusiastic and willing to help.
There's a lot of keyboard warriors out there.
Yes.
You don't know what that means to my little heart, to tell you the truth. It really is hard to get people involved.
Like I told Mr. Mazur back there today before the meeting, I know once I post this video, I'm going to get set up for ridicule, and I don't care.
Right. I don't need to.
I'm a citizen. I care about my neighbor four doors down just as much as I do to my neighbor right next to me. I'm going to sign up for the Citizens Patrol through the Franklin Sheriff's Department.
Oh, the Citizens Academy?
I'm going to talk to my neighbors and start a block watch. I'm going to do my part.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And I'll tell you, prior to COVID coming along, we had several block watches throughout the township. And trust me, they really do work.
Yeah.
I mean, I think all of us here have worked on block watches and things like that. And I've run all over the township, and so is these fellows here, to make ourselves known, to help people, give them advice, do this, that, and the other. And I spent an awful lot of time personally with Sergeant, what is it, Woman? Or Pollock?
Pollock. Yes, sir.
Sergeant Pollock, I spent an awful lot of time with him. He was kind of looking out from a officer standpoint for block watch meetings and all that kind of thing. And there was a point there in him running around. Everyone knew him. We even had direct connections to him and all that kind of thing. So anything we can do from a standpoint of getting activity in the neighborhoods and you know, people watching out for each other, it's amazing.
Yeah, because I know where we live, we like our neighbor across the street, we would say, hey, we're nosing on your garage door,
right?
You know, if somebody goes out of town, we all communicate.
Yeah.
If something's going on four houses down, she gets a text, I go outside.
It's crazy.
You know.
Yep.
So I just want to thank you, and I want to thank Nicole. I always forget Nicole. But thank you, Nicole, for everything she does.
Yes,
but thanks.
Well, thank you.
And I'll tell you, like I say, I love you guys, and I think it's a great thing for you. And you get your block watch going, and I'll help you all I can.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah, I will too. I like to thank all of you. I mean, you guys are the heroes. I mean, you guys come out, spend your time, come out, sit here, listen to us.
Yeah.
Talk about minutes. But seriously, it was predicted 2 years ago, coming out of the summer of 2020, that the crime would go. Yeah, it was concentrated inside of Columbus. No one cared, and it would go out to the suburbs. And we are just at the edge of the beginning of it going out to the suburbs.
That's true. And
we need a police department now more than ever. And
really,
you know, you might think it's a scare tactic, but it's a reality.
The thing of it is, it's not a scare tactic because everybody knows what they feel they deserve.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the only way they can get what they deserve is they got to put some fight in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I will mention one thing real quick, and I wasn't going to bring it up, but there is misinformation that people mail out around because they don't want to see it fail. Now, they want to see it fail. However, keep in mind, whoever does that and doesn't put their name on it or an address, it can be people that don't want police here so that they can continue the type of crime that they may be involved in. They may not even live in the township, but it benefits them if it fails.
I got another letter in the mail today telling how bad everything was. The cops and this, that, and the other. I don't know what I did with that letter. But.
Well, let me just touch on one thing, Mr. Chairman, if I could. You guys sat here, and this is why I'm going to mention it. We have a car that had a blown engine and a transmission, and it did us no good. And we sat here, and we sold it to another agency. So they were saying in the letter that how we took taxpayers' money and gave it away. And the equipment that, like the lights and stuff, was made for that model of car. We can't put it on our vehicle. So the information that they read in the minutes or et cetera, they skew everything to say that we're wasting taxpayer dollars. But the people that really know the difference is the ones that sit in here and actually hear what we talk about and know what we actually did. Because the vehicle is junk. If we took it to Woody's, we would have got $500.
Yeah, you guys sat here when we discussed it last time.
So you'll see that if that comes around to your neighborhood, because they only send it to certain people.
Well, see, and that's what I'm doing. Once he reads over that, I hope he shares it with you, what I put down, pen to paper. That's what I'm doing. I'm urging everybody to come to a meeting. Because everybody has questions, concerns that only relates to them, because nobody has the same problem.
Come drink the Kool-Aid.
And if they listen to you, you guys explain it. You guys let everybody know this is what we can do by law, and we can't do this.
Right.
You know, word of mouth, if you're talking to a neighbor, and, we don't need them, I heard this. Well, come face reality.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to urge everybody to do.
Okay. Nicole?
I just wanted to touch on one thing that was mentioned in the letter. It's the minor of everything, but residents are not charged an alarm permit fee. I just wanted to clarify that.
No. We're not even going to discuss the letter.
So
it doesn't,
residents will start calling and asking if we're charging them fees. There's no alarm permit fee for a residential alarm.
We're not even discussing the letter. I'm not even going to give it time. It's filled full of misinformation.
Well, that's why.
And that just gives them that people, whoever's putting it out, it puffs up their ego, whatever. And I am not going to entertain it.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Jan,
I think.
Did you have anything?
I have two, but go ahead.
Okay.
Where's Jim? Yes.
What do you have?
I want to agree 100% with what he said. And I am here to do whatever I can, do signs.
Okay.
And if somebody mouths off on Facebook, on one of posts I'm on, they're going to hear it.
Absolutely.
From me.
Mr. Blevins.
Okay, Mike Levins, you don't want to discuss the letter, so you're the chairman, so I just want to ask you one question.
Uh-huh.
Is there police officers taking cruisers home, yes or no?
There is a chief taking it home and a lieutenant taking it home.
Is there, and so there's no officers?
No, not to my knowledge.
No.
Is that true, Steve?
All I know, Mike, I know the chief and the lieutenant, and there has been rumor that a patrol officer is taking it home on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to go right here on public record. They better not be taking it home.
Well, you should check with your chief and your lieutenant.
Everything is being addressed, Mike, I can assure you.
Okay, well, you know, John will jump down my throat every time I say something, but I'm only trying to say things what I feel.
Absolutely.
Everybody wants to talk about the betterment of the township. It's your vision of the betterment for the township. I am for the betterment of the township. I always have been.
Yep.
Just because I'm coming down on a different side of this levy, because we paid for 14 months that we did not receive what we paid for with our taxes. And when I talked to Byron about that yesterday, he told me the reason being is because the last time in 17 when they passed the levy, that the trustees, he told the trustees there weren't going to be enough money, but they didn't care. They just wanted the levy to pass. I don't want to pass the levy this time and have the same problem in 4 or 5 years or however long the levy's for, that I don't get what I paid for.
Right.
I paid for all these. You heard him sit here tonight and say there was 70 shifts that didn't get covered. You asked for a set amount of money, we paid it, and we're not getting what we paid for. And that's why I can't support the levy this time. And so I just wanted to say that, and I wanted to know, you didn't want to discuss the letter, so we won't discuss the letter, but I want you to let me know if there are officers taking a car.
I took a note, and I will call you, Mike, and let you know.
Mike, is this your letter that's going out?
It is not my letter.
Okay. I'm not saying it is. I'm just clarifying on the record.
Let me tell you something. If I put a letter out, I would put my name and stuff on it. Yeah. But the same way this gentleman said he knows he's going to be ridiculed when he puts something on Facebook, the person putting out this letter probably doesn't want to be ridiculed or tore apart. I'm not so sure that there's all that much disinformation in this letter. So, well, I read the letter.
We're done with this letter thing.
Yep.
Well, that's fine. You asked me a question.
I did.
My letter.
And it was a yes and no question.
And I answered it.
You did. And we're finished with that letter.
Okay. Well, then I'm done, sir. Thank you. Sir.
You're welcome.
I guess meeting's adjourned.
Anyone wants any signs? We got some signs up here if you want to take any.
I'll get you next week or 2 weeks from today.
Let me set these on this side of the neck.
I picked up like 9 signs from last time.
About time.
And I've had them on my boat, well, so I'm going to go out and put them all back out.
The issue's changed. The issue number's changed.
All it said was boat.
Okay.
Yes,
yes sir.
I didn't come in on time, so I didn't sign the sheet.
Uh-huh.
But I remember the last time I was here, there was mention that everything's being recorded, so
yes,
there wasn't any need to sign the sheet, but all we had to do was just speak up.
No.
Okay.
No. If you asked, the department had a question.
Okay. Well, I had something to say.
Okay.
And I had a lot to say, but because I didn't sign the sheet, I'm going to waive it until the next 2 weeks.
Okay, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Make sure you get in to sign the sheet.
Yeah, I'll do that the next time.
Yep.
So it wasn't there. Okay. Where's John?
I think he went to the restroom.
What's up?
Oh!
So, the lawsuits, I'm not allowed to comment on.
Okay.
Because I have no knowledge of those.
You have no knowledge.
I don't know.
Really?
They don't come to fiscal until it involves fiscal.
Okay. Okay.
And then the other thing
then
in terms
of
that
out.
Correct. Yes.
Keeping my papers going.
Yeah.